This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For another hour of What's On Your Mind. Glad you're along. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. Thank you. A little gratitude there. Most listened to radio program across the Northern Plains. And for that, we're most grateful. Love it when you call and contribute in any way, shape, and or form. You can text me anytime, 701-367-2054. Text Todd, 226-8503, or call us at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Zero. Bannon Kenmare was giving us his math on how much his share of WeatherMod costs in Ward County. And we're going to finish that. Then we're going to go to Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Talk about everything you need to know about this Michael Flynn case. We talked about this a little last week with Kelly. And he just picked out one sliver last week that he was focusing on. And I said, you know, it's amazing to me because there have been so many moving parts to this. I'm not sure people grasp the magnitude of this from beginning to end and what it means. When you think about what, you know, is at stake, when you have the federal government conspiring against a duly elected president, that's like Venezuela time. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and the checks and balances that are underway, thankfully, with Kelly on the Judiciary Committee in the United States House. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with Sean Riley, North Dakota Chief Information Officer. The state is shifting a lot of work to telework as a result of COVID. Some of that may continue. The governor is saying, we got a lot of office space. Do we need all that office space? We're going to talk a little bit about that and also talk about what it takes to defend cybersecurity for the state of North Dakota. It's a big, big job. All right, Ben, so go ahead and lay it on me. You were just about to finish your math there on basically, you're paying peanuts, it sounds like to me. For WeatherMod, do you want that? You want that 28 cents back, or what's the end game here?
Yeah, oh, that's it. It's pennies. But that was a low year because Ward County commissioners are underfunding the program. But on an average, from 2006 through 2020, based on information from the Ward County's website, I come up with 53 cents per quarter of land per year is what I pay for WeatherMod. And, you know, I pay in excess of over $1,000 a quarter of land in taxes. I don't think I'm gonna notice 53 cents difference on that. And now the house in Minot, I don't own a house in Minot, but I, talked to a friend of mine and we went through his. He's got a nice house. He's got his market value of $590,000 and the 15 year average cost on that per year was $2.51 on his taxes. So, you know, if you got a roof over your head, you got a vehicle, it's not just an ag issue. I'm not arguing if it helps or doesn't help. I'm saying it's so cheap. Maybe we should look at it and say, what's the cost? And I know people are saying, well, let's not monkey with Mother Nature. Well, fine. Then let's tear out all the dams. Let's forbid all fertilizer. Let's take out all the roads. You know, it's just some of the arguments are incredible to me, but I'm just looking at the cost, just absolute cost. So
well, that's good of you to do that homework, Ben. And Ben's a yes vote. Sounds like he thinks it makes sense, and save the debate for another day. Appreciate the call. Kelly Armstrong, Congressman from North Dakota, with us on What's On Your Mind. Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
I am good. I feel like I'm a criminal defense attorney again.
Well, you know, that was your job. So you got to go in there and dig out all these pieces here a little bit. Right, the question is, would you want to be James Comey's attorney right now, or Peter Strzok, maybe? I don't know. Can we? Yeah, that wouldn't be fun, would it, Kelly?
Well, we'll see. You know me, Scott. I'm more skeptical about this than most people.
All right. So let's, as we talked last week, you know, I don't know that it'd be darn near impossible. Unless you were living and breathing this and in the middle of it and having to deal with the congressional response or the investigation of it by one of these U.S. attorneys. But I think people are due and deserve sort of an explanation on top to bottom how this thing happened. And Peter Strzok a good place to start?
I think actually Michael Flynn is a good place to start. I'm going to take this through you this, and I mean, we know it works for Trump, we know all of that, and we get that, but let's just take it through the flat facts as they relate to General Flynn and how this case came about and where it is now. And you'd remember, part of the reason it's hard to follow this is because of when information is disclosed. You know, it's not in a normal timeline. It's after we fight tooth and nail to get information disclosed that happened 2-3 years ago. So I just start with the background on General Flynn. You know, he was a 30-year-plus commander in the Army. He was the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, hired by Obama. They differed on terrorism in Iran specifically, and he ran in, and that's not unusual necessarily. He ran into the political operation of the Obama administration. His vision for the Middle East, terrorism in Iran, were very different from theirs. So Obama hired him, and Obama fired him. In the meantime, though, there was another interaction which is more personal with the FBI. There was an FBI agent who was doing intelligence and so was in General Flynn's orbit, and she had made a harassment claim against the superior, and General Flynn took her side, which got him personally on the other. I mean, there was some personal animus between Andy McCabe. So anyway, he gets fired from the Trump administration. In 2016, he goes to work for President Trump, or fired from the Obama administration, goes to work for President Trump. His primary job as the surrogate for the Trump campaign is to criticize Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama's foreign policy, specifically a lot how it related to Iran, but also a general in Mideast terrorism. He has a former bad relationship with the Obama administration, former bad relationship with the FBI, and did a very effective job on the campaign trail, essentially skewering the Democratic presidential campaign. And we know this was an issue for them because when Trump and President Obama had their meeting, of all the things they could have talked about, Obama brought up Flynn and how he recommended to Trump that Trump didn't bring him into the administration. So we know the bad blood's real. Now, so how this all started was Crossfire Hurricane, and we do not have time to go into all of that. I do think it's interesting that General Flynn had his own subcategory of Crossfire Hurricane called Crossfire Razor. And that was a Foreign Agent Registration Act, Logan Act investigation because of Flynn's ties to Russian entities. He had traveled to Russia, and he had top secret clearance. By the way, none of that is unusual for somebody in president in General Flynn's position. But what's probably the most concerning in the FBI Crossfire Razor file is they state the investigation of Flynn is specifically because he was an advisor to Trump. So this gets back to that whole part of it. So anyway, they start this entire investigation as early as late 2016, early 2017. The FBI personnel office recommends closing the case on General Flynn. And they state that there is no information that Flynn was acting as a foreign agent. That memo gets drafted. Comey and the leadership at the FBI intervene and keep that memo from being processed. So in the meantime, December 29th of 2016, General Flynn has a call with Kislyak. Now, General Flynn is out of the country, and I'm assuming if Kislyak was in D.C. on December 29th, he would be literally the only diplomat in Washington, D.C. So it's going to be interesting as more of this comes out to find out who actually recorded that call. Because if it's the FBI, there's something else going on there. If it's the CIA, we have a whole different set of questions we should be asking. I will say it's not unusual that a guy in Kislyak's position would be being monitored by the U.S. So I don't want to get overly worried about that. I mean, we monitor foreign diplomats a lot. So after this, Kislyak and Flynn have their conversation. Subsequently, Peter Strzok, early January of 2017, Peter Strzok and another FBI agent, and I'm sure I'll remember his name as soon as we get off of this, Priyanka, go interview Flynn at the White House. This is the interview that, or this is the interrogation that Comey famously talked about in an interview with Nicole Wallace about how they didn't follow any FBI protocol. He could only get away with it because it was the Trump administration. Those guys had been in the White House just had gotten there. So FBI agents go interview Flynn. They don't tell him he's the subject of an investigation. They don't recommend he gets a lawyer. They don't read him Miranda, and they don't tell him lying to the agents would be a federal crime. So they interview him about his conversation with Kislyak. One of the first things Flynn says in that interview is, I don't know why you're interviewing me. You guys probably have it recorded. So they go through that. They interview the whole thing. Keep in mind, at this point, the FBI has already recommended dismissing the case against Flynn. So they...
Does Comey know
they
that?
They conduct that interview.
Does Comey know that when he sends these guys over to the White House that the recommendation was already there to close the case?
Yeah, he held a memo. Somebody did.
So this is like another shot at it, another bite at the apple. Wow. And do you think Comey is there after Flynn, going back to sort of Obama and not liking Flynn? I mean, is this all part of the same? We got to get this guy somehow, some way. If we can't say.
I think Flynn gets it, and I can explain that. If
all right, hang tight.
Yep. Explain that.
More coming up. Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state and in other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
It's time. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What's on your mind is brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. Right now, you get Mike Lindell's book with a free $25 gift certificate to MyPillow. Buy the book, get a freebie, $25 gift certificate from MyPillow. It's a free book. Can't beat that deal. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. great deals right now. When you click on the Radio Listener Specials box, you'll find up to 50% off on those towels that are the best. Six-piece set, two of the giant ones, two hand towels, two washcloths, made in the USA, 100% USA cotton, 60-day money-back guarantee. I mean, there's nothing other than bliss in all of that. I mean, you just can't go wrong. White colors come in white stone, mineral gray, ocean blue, and Todd Mitchell royal purple. It's a special edition. 800-506-9028, toll-free telephone number. Over to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott. More with Kelly Armstrong here. And we're walking through something that I think folks hear bits and pieces of. And as you pointed out earlier, you know, disclosure comes way after things happen. We think something happened. We find out it did happen, but it's 3 years later. So then go back and try and put all those pieces of the puzzle together. You were saying before the break what I was trying to get at is, okay, Comey admits, you know, I broke protocol and just sent a couple guys over to interview Flynn, didn't ask for permission. We'd never do that normally, but we just thought we'd give it a try. And this after the FBI's already said, hey, Flynn shouldn't be charged. So my point was, Comey playing gotcha to Flynn? Is he in on the Obama, I don't like Flynn deal? Is this about Flynn or is this about Trump?
I think both. And I'll walk through that for a second. So here's an important legal fact that everybody needs to understand, because one of the fair questions is Flynn didn't do this, why did he plead guilty? Well, I would argue he was $6 million in the hole, and they strategically leaked an article that they were going to prosecute his son. And I think it's pretty fair to assume that had a significant impact on him, because as late as Friday, November 3rd, 2019, he was saying, I'm not pleading guilty. That article runs on Sunday. He proffers Sunday night. So he's $6 million in the hole, and they start threatening his son. But that wasn't Comey and McCabe and Strzok and Page. That was the Mueller team. But we'll go back to the interview. So here's the first thing you need to know about false information to law enforcement. One, it's not enough to lie to the cops. The lie has to be material to the investigation. There are two elements to the crime. Why is that important? Because at the point in time they interviewed Flynn, they had their own FBI personnel saying there was no investigation. There was no reason to have one. So any lie that Flynn told, what is it material to? The Foreign Agent Registration Act, until the Mueller investigation, had never really been prosecuted. We know it's not the Logan Act, because the Logan Act has been on the books since 1799 and never been prosecuted. They tried to come back and say it was something about his relationships with Turkey, but that's not how investigations work. You don't get to have nothing, and then say, oh, but it could have been this. And even if it was that, they actually charged, the Mueller team charged Flynn's partner in that, and the judge summarily dismissed it. And there's another thing. They had the tape. So, but that's not even it. So Strzok and Priyanka interview Flynn. They go back and report to Comey that any errors or omissions in his testimony they think are just errors or omissions. They tell Comey and McCabe that they don't think Flynn was lying. He didn't exhibit. And Comey and McCabe both testified to this in front of congressional hearings. So, as I told you off air, I have no wild blast for any of these guys, but when push came to shove, they were forced to admit that the agents who interviewed Flynn, breaking all the protocol, doing all these nefarious things, still didn't think General Flynn was lying. They thought any errors or omissions he had in the recollection of the conversation might be because he was on vacation in the Caribbean and had too many umbrella drinks. I don't know. They testified to that in court, so the case kind of goes away. Well, then Bob Mueller gets appointed, and they continue down this path, and obviously we know where that went. I lived that front and center the whole time. So they decide to resurrect this claim of false information to a law enforcement officer after the FBI refused to pursue it. That never happens. The investigating interviewer didn't think he lied. You have two members of the FBI who I'm no friend of this administration, who have testified in Congress that the agents didn't think that he lied, yet the Mueller team decides to bring the Flynn prosecution anyway. Knowing there was never an underlying charge, knowing that the FBI has testified that they did this, so they bring this charge. And they continue to move forward. And Flynn's original lawyers fight the case. I actually think he's probably going to have a case against his original lawyers for a lot of different reasons. But So, as I was saying, as early as Friday, November 3rd, 2019, or 2018, and they are claiming that they want to see the 302s. They make their second request for the FBI notes. Now, it's important to know at this stage in the case, there isn't, like, formal discovery. They're not as entitled to that stuff as some of the media has said because of where you're at in a criminal case. But nonetheless, they've requested them for the second time. The FBI says they won't turn over the 302s because it could compromise other parts of the investigation. Well, we now have those 302s, and we know that's not the case. The reason they didn't want to turn them over is because the information in those 302s, one, they were edited by Lisa Page. She wasn't even part of the interview or part of the interview or part of any of this with Flynn. And two, they were somewhat embarrassing to the Mueller team as they were taking on this prosecution. So what does DOJ do instead? They leak a story to NBC about prosecuting Flynn's son. And they force him to plead guilty.
God, I mean,
$1 million.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, he spent $6 million on a defense, and now his son, who he is incredibly close with, is under the threat of a Foreign Agent Registration Act prosecution, which, by the way, had never been prosecuted criminally until the Mueller investigation. This was all, at this point, the Mueller team relit this prosecution, and I believe solely for the purpose of knowing that their Russian collusion case had gone away, and they needed somebody to roll on the president and the president's team.
Unreal. Now,
and so now here we are with Judge Sullivan and trying to dismiss the case.
Isn't that something? How about the Susan Rice memo?
Okay, so the Susan Rice memo comes out in early January 2017, right after the end, they're all sitting there, they're talking, and the memo that comes out 15 days later, 20 days later, the meeting happens with President Obama in there. And so the interesting thing about the Susan Rice memo, which we're going to need to learn more about, is I'm just telling you, when you say three times you need to do something by the book, first of all, writing a memo 20 days later about a meeting you had isn't by the book. Second of all, you protest a little too much. And it's going to be interesting to see why that was done, why it occurred, and how this all works out. But this is also the same, that is the same exact time that they're interviewing General Flynn after they have already had a recommendation from FBI personnel to close the case. Like, it's all happening at the same time. So Susan Rice tends to have some revisionist history about how things work, but as we continue to work through this is good. That's going to be a really interesting part of this conversation.
Only have seconds left. Are you confident now we get to the bottom of the truth on this, what really happened, and everybody's held accountable?
I'm confident we get to the truth because I think, at least in General Flynn's case, we are starting to have enough evidence to point out that this was really a hatchet job, and this was really—I mean, the interview was a perjury trap. They knew they didn't have an underlying case. Even with all of that, they couldn't prosecute. But by the time the Mueller team came around, they needed a notch in their belt, and they needed something. So, whether people are held accountable, I mean, a lot of that is up to Congress.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protesters in Minneapolis last night gathering and again clashing with police as they protested the death of an unarmed black man who was in police custody at the time earlier this week. This protester saying,
"The most impact it has for me is just a general growing distrust of police and really any kind of authority in law enforcement."
The four police officers involved in the man's death have been fired, but protesters want the four to be charged with murder. Lawmakers in the U.S. House have been voting remotely for the first time. Dozens of members voting by proxy yesterday while also holding floor votes. It was for a bipartisan bill involving human rights abuses in China. About 70 Democrats took part of the proxy voting despite a Republican lawsuit that's been trying to stop it. The rules change approved by Democratic leaders over concerns about the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
About a set of wheels that are really, really causing me to think I need to make a trip to Valley City. I'm just telling you. This is a 2015 Ford F-150 Super Crew pickup with the Lariat package. Okay, all the upgraded features. I'll tell you about those in a moment. This is at Pucklich. And, of course, Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy, Bismarck. Also Pucklich, Chevy, Buick, GMC in Valley City. And you can find them online, Pucklich.com, Pucklich.com, or PucklichValleyCity.com. And that's where you'll find this 2015 Ford F-150 Super Crew Pickup, Lariat Package, limited edition color, dark olive green, sharp color, beige two-tone. Guess what? Local one-owner trade. They're famous for those at Pucklich. This thing has only 58,000 miles on it. Incredible. Like it's new. Heated seats, heated steering wheel, backup camera. It's not just a pretty face. Big boy, 3.5-liter EcoBoost V6 engine in that one with a four-wheel drive. Got a nice, beautiful tan leather to boot. So it's on the lot at $29,995. But if you get in there today and tell them you heard it on the radio, $28,900. Over $1,000 off. Call them at 800-401-4352 or check it out online at PucklichValleyCity.com. Our next guest is the Chief Information Officer for the State of North Dakota, Sean Riley. Sean, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, a number of things, but I guess to start with the idea of, how the process of work moving a large part of the workforce of North Dakota from in an office or a cubicle somewhere to at home and that shift to telework. Just give me a little overview on what had to happen and what kind of a timeline?
Sure, thanks. So as we started having this this massive explosion of COVID all around the world, it really started a huge change in how people needed to get their jobs done. And within the state of North Dakota, we had a little bit of time to plan. We had just a few days ahead of time to be able to plan for the possibility that we may have to be able to move most of the workforce home. But the reality is it came a whole lot faster than anyone expected. And what we ended up having is about 48 hours to move a little over 7,000 people out of their offices and get them working from home just across the state government side. And when you add in what all the teachers put in and all those other IT teams across the state, the reality is we moved about 250,000 people into either teleschool or telework all over the period of about 4 days. So just within the state government, a huge move, but across the entire state of North Dakota, just a massive move trying to help everybody get to where they could be safe and be socially distant and still be able to do their jobs and still be able to take part in the school system.
Yeah, because distance learning part of that too, not only for, you know, the colleges, but also K through 12, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we stood up some different systems for K-12 to allow them to be able to communicate, allow their teachers to be able to communicate. By no means the perfect system at all, but when you stand up a system that can handle 120,000 kids and you do that in about 4 days, you're going to expect a few bumps and bruises. But overall, we were able to keep people communicating, keep teachers going. In fact, my three kids, they're upstairs right now. All three of them around the kitchen table. They're done with school tomorrow, so they're all doing their telelearning right now. So
amazing. Now, I would imagine Chief Information Officer has a few worries in that amount of change, that short of time period. You got a lot of home networks in that environment. I mean, how do you secure all that?
Yeah, so in today's world, the cyber realm really is the war field of the day. The reality is, so the state of North Dakota, in a normal month, takes multiple millions of attacks per month. And if you go back into 2019, the spring of 2019, we were taking about 5.7 million different attacks per month against our network. By the time you got into the fall, we were looking closer at 15 million per month in attacks. When COVID happened, everything vastly accelerated from there. And as you pick up all these systems, you move them home. The problem is now they're going to networks and environments that we didn't necessarily have the time to secure or necessarily even have the capability to secure immediately. So what happened out of the gates is that we had all sorts of people who had their own viruses and their own problems in their home network, probably never knew it, didn't know that those things were there, and we had to help clean up a lot of those options and a lot of those issues out there to be able to make sure that they could continue to work. And sometimes it just isolate them from their own system. But we saw ourselves, we have this attack number that I just quoted, but our real number that we watch on a weekly basis is called our incidents, and that's the number of attacks that we have to physically touch and do something with. We have a artificial intelligence system that defends us against the vast majority. So 15 million attacks a month, the vast majority are defended that way. But we still end up having to touch approximately 6,000 a month, about 1,500 a week. Once the virus hit and once we started going into this massive telework, we saw this huge explosion across, well, really across the entire world. But even here within the state of North Dakota, we went from about 1,500 a week to about 7,000 a week, so a major increase in how many incidents we had to deal with. And it is definitely absolute top priority to defend the citizens' information, to defend the citizens' data. But doing all of this as quickly as we did certainly gave us some challenges to be able to try to make sure that happens correctly.
Who's attacking? Who's doing the attacking?
You know, it's a little of everybody. The reality is if you watch the news, people like to blame the Russians for all sorts of things. It's kind of a, you know, fun to say, hey, the Russians did it. But the reality is that from a real attack surface, we see everything from the individual person to organized crime to nation state actors. We see all of those different areas. Most of our attacks that come across are kind of smaller groups, and they are groups of people. It's not a ton of just individuals nowadays. It's these kind of teams that the whole purpose is to be able to embezzle money, to steal credit card information, to steal social security numbers, those kind of things. And then they go and sell it. They take that material and they sell it. When you get into the more complex attackers and you get in those higher end attackers, they tend to want to steal information that is research-based. So they're looking for intellectual property. That's what's got the greatest value for them. So the reality is that we see a lot of attacks from all around the world. We see a lot of attacks from inside the United States, but it's a little bit of everybody out there now, because this has become something that is pretty ubiquitous across the entire planet.
And when you talk about touching one of the attacks, in other words, of the millions, a few are going to get through. Have they gone to a level where you've got to sort of attack back to get them out of there? What does that mean to touch those?
So think of it more as constant maintenance. So if your vehicle, you've got to have oil changes, you've got to have your belt changed, sooner or later you've got to have transmission fluid. Think of it kind of that way when it comes to a computer. There's a lot of maintaining that you have to do, and then every so often you just blow a tire. Well, you got to stop and you got to change that tire. So when it comes to what we're doing, we're not necessarily attacking back, we're changing the systems so that they can't get back in again. And we're putting up walls, we're putting up different technologies that makes it so we cut off that accessibility, we cut off their ability to be able to obtain that information.
Yeah, wow. And so every one of those is somebody somewhere or some network of computers that is just intent on no different than you would attack somebody on a battlefield with bullets. In this case, it's their computer trying to attack that for whatever, stealing money or disruption or whatever. But it's somebody who wants to bring harm to the state of North Dakota, and I would imagine people all around the globe, huh?
Yeah, it really is truly a battlefield now. In fact, in the last 3 years here, NATO has redefined cyber as an actual theater of war. So in the old days, there was ground-based warfare, naval-based warfare, then came air, then came space. Well, in these last 3 years, NATO and our other allies around the world have defined this cyberspace as an actual theater of war. Most militaries now have a dedicated organization to defend against cyber attacks. Many militaries actually have areas to attack against cyber attacks.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Sounds like you're getting a pretty good size attack right now. Alarm bells.
Maybe just a little.
Alarm bells going over. Any other tips you would have for North Dakotans? I mean, obviously, you got a higher ed system. You got K-12. You got state government. You got a lot of important things to protect. But what should North Dakotans do?
Yeah, so North Dakotans, I would say, so the first thing is be vigilant. Realize that a lot of the emails that you're receiving that are asking you to go out and click on this, click on that, check this, check that, those emails, for the most part, a lot of them, they're called phishing. It's spelled with a PH, so make it different than when you're actually on the water. But it's really, it's the same thing. They're throwing out a line. They're throwing out a hook on the end of it, and they're trying to be able to get you to click on that email so that you can give over your information. And that's a pretty nasty way to be able to easily get in your system. So be vigilant with those emails. If you're not expecting it, if it's not somebody you do business with, when you get those emails that say, hey, you owe me $1,800 and I'm going to sue you, and you've never heard of the person, the likelihood is the email is actually a cheat. It's a phishing email attempting to steal your credentials. And that's the easiest way that people are breaking into systems nowadays. Is they're just tricking you into clicking stuff that either drops something on your system or it allows you to hand over your credentials. The other thing that people need to do is they need to make sure they're patched. Make sure they're taking their security updates. Make sure that those are happening. Most of the newer computers, if your computer's under 4 or 5 years old, for the most part, they take care of that themselves. They just do it themselves. Now, in comparison, a lot of the older stuff, you had to go out and do it.
So just
definitely want to make sure you've got that tech.
Fascinating conversation. You're doing what you do. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks.
K
Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCN.
Is powered by Schwann Buick GMC. If you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle, plenty of options. Cars, trucks, SUVs to fit every budget. Even if yours isn't paid off, if you have a trade, they might be able to lower those monthly payments or just buy your car so you don't have any. Take advantage. Receive the lowest used car rates in years or make no payments for 90 days. Whatever your budget, they're here to help. If you don't feel comfortable stopping in, shop online, SchwannBuickGMC.com, or give them a call. They are now offering statewide delivery. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime.
We're live from the PetroServe USA studios today, where they got great home cooking, grab and go goodies today. If you are traveling I-94, I'd cruise into the Valley City location. Look for the big Tesoro PetroServe USA sign. Can't miss it. Exit 292, be on the north side of 94, Valley City. Pulled pork or French dip sandwich. How's that sound? But Scott, I'm on I-29. Okay, fine. Two locations for you, 12th Avenue North and I-29. Breakfast, tater tot, hot dish, or the Harwood location as Meatball Dinner, Meatloaf Dinner. Or it'd be worth, wherever you're at, to head to West Main Avenue, West Fargo, for the Chicken Fettuccine. All lunch specials come with two sides and a bun, home cooking. Man, it's good. Grab and go convenience. And don't forget, all the PetroServe USA locations have four items for $4 for lunch, breakfast, dinner, pizza, your choice, breakfast or personal pan, two fresh baked cookies, 20-ounce fountain drink, pop or coffee, $4, four for four, all day, every day, PetroServe USA. All right. One question I forgot to ask Sean Riley, North Dakota Chief Information Officer. Well, actually, I have two now, because that phone of yours was making a funny noise. Is that telling you that... Is that your warning that something bad is happening, Sean, or what was that all about?
Not planned at all. A total coincidence, but I have a second cell phone sitting here, and that phone was going off with a kind of a crazy sound to it. Well, that was what's called a vishing attack, V-I-S-H-I-N-G, voice phishing. And we've had North Dakotans receive these now at the rate of several hundred thousand of them this last year of this kind of call. But people will call you and say, hey, I'm from the IRS, and you haven't paid your bill. And if you don't pay your bill right now, we're going to send police to your house. And they're around the corner, and they do this really high-pressure type of thing. It's all a scam. The reality is that we have these kind of scams all the time, and the Attorney General has been working on a whole collection of these that we've been getting across the state, but it's something also to be wary of. It's not just coming to your computer, it's also coming to your phone.
Tell me some good news, rather than all these millions of attacks you're having to defend against. Are you any good news there, Sean, in the information office?
There is some really good news, and I'll tell you that. So the best news is the state of North Dakota is hands down the national leader in cyber education. So the state of North Dakota is the one and only state that has computer science and cyber science in its K-12 curricula and throughout its entire K-20 curricula, so kindergarten through PhD. And that's starting to really pay off. This is the first year where we've had that standard across the board. And just this year, there's a national competition called Cyber Go Start, and that Cyber Go Start competition has 100 teams that get to compete nationally. They go through same thing as like a basketball tournament. They go through tournaments to face off on each other, and the top 100 teams get to have a national competition. And the state of North Dakota actually has six teams that are going nationally. Many states that are four or five times our population don't even have one. And here in the state of North Dakota, we've got six teams out of 100 that are going nationally. So it's great news for the kids here. It's these kids who are in high school who are going to be able to compete on the national stage in this space, look at making themselves a career in this in the future. So it's really, really good news for the state of North Dakota.
Fascinating. Sean, keep up the good work. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Sean Riley, North Dakota's the Chief Information Officer. Just don't even think about these things happening, do you? Right under our nose. Wow. Mike Hazen, what's on your mind?
Well, I've been following this conspiracy theory where Donald Trump accuses Joe Scarborough of a murder that he didn't commit. It's a lie. And the despicable thing is that the family of the woman who died, she died of natural causes, is in an accident. The family suffers from Donald Trump's lying, and you're a Trump spinner. I want to hear you spin your way out of this one and tell everybody how somehow Donald Trump spreading these false rumors and conspiracy theories that hurt people is okay. Let's hear you go for that one.
Well, I'll start with the fact that Donald Trump did not investigate this, did not put this out, did not put that into the mainstream. That was done by that story's been around a long time. His point was it never really has been investigated. It never really has been put to bed.
So you're gonna they know it's false, and you're gonna sit here.
No, I don't. How do you know it's false? I wasn't there.
Oh,
you know, you weren't there. I mean,
okay. Trump doesn't lie. Look at you. Do you have any shame at all? You have absolutely no shame. No shame. You will cover up for the most dishonest lie.
Well, no, but if the standard is. A newspaper article has been written questioning it, but we're just going to discount that, then you better discount everything you've ever heard about Donald Trump, because 99.9% of it's from a newspaper, and it's junk. It's garbage. Same thing with the
Mueller. How come he won't write a picture of him not wearing a mask, junk and garbage?
No, he's got pictures of him with a mask and without a mask. That's a totally different point. I'm saying the reason Donald Trump's brought this up is because of a newspaper investigation of it. You're saying that's garbage, it's not true. So I'm saying apply the same standard to your criticisms of Donald Trump because they've come from newspapers. That's where you're caught, Mike. I'm so sorry. All right, we got to go. But we'll do this all over again tomorrow. God bless you, folks, and thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.